97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right. You know, I got a friend who runs a shuttle service, and he had the honor of picking up Yadier Molina from the airport the other day and bringing him for his visit to the Cardinals over the weekend. And we've got Tom Ackerman in studio right now to talk a little bit more about that. Do we have Tom's open over there, Drew, anywhere?
I can recite it by memory.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Go ahead. We'll just make it up as we go.
Baseball is not a hard sport.
See, there you go. We need an expert like Tom Ackerman in here for sure. So having Molina in town was a lot of fun this weekend.
It was great to have Yadi here. You know, Friday, Saturday, you could tell Friday it really injected some life into the clubhouse and into the dugout. You could just hear it come out over the TV to the crowd, a great vibe on TV. It got people so stirred up that Adam Wainwright tweeted the following on Saturday before the Saturday game. So this is after Friday, in which they won 5-0 and looked phenomenal doing it. He said, "I'm looking at the schedule. I'm calling it now. The Cardinals shock everybody and are playing for a wild card spot on the last series of the season against the Cubs."
Wow.
Cubs, Cards, last 3 days of the regular season at Wrigley could be wild.
Aren't they seven games back?
I don't see that happening. I mean, I want to be optimistic, but I don't see it happening.
Oh, listen to these two. Okay.
As if I know much. As if I have any knowledge to be able
this
to
is
make
Adam
that
Wainwright.
No, I know. Here
I know. I'm not saying it. This is Adam we're talking about.
I clearly know more than him about baseball. So
they are. How far out do you think they are in the wild card?
I thought they were like.
You said seven.
They were four, five.
I thought they were 4.5 games back.
You're close. They're 3.5 out.
Three and a half out now.
Of a wild card spot in the National League. Now, I would tend to agree with the two of you. I think it's far-fetched that they could make a playoff spot. But what Wainwright is looking at is the schedule, and he's not wrong. So when you look at the schedule a little closer and you see what's coming. So they just took 2 out of 3 from the Cubs after taking 2 out of 3 at Dodger Stadium. Mm-hmm. And the key was that their bullpen kind of picked up after the trade deadline. Even though they lost Helsley and Matz and Maton, three veteran pitchers in the big leagues, Helsley blew a save yesterday for the Mets. Well, that's another story. But they win the series against the Cubs. Cubs' offense looks terrible. Cardinals pitching took advantage yesterday. Even though the Cubs scored 9 on Saturday, the Cardinals come right back at them, and they win a terrific game yesterday, 3-2. The rest of the schedule is the following. The Rockies are here for the next 3. They've only won 30 games all year. They're 30-87. Although the Cardinals lost a series in Denver the last time they played them, so they got to pick it back up.
Shut us out, right?
The last game they did, yeah.
I thought so.
The Yankees, this weekend at Busch Stadium, it'll be packed and rocking, and the Yankees look bad. The Marlins and Rays on the road after that. Then you play the Pirates for 4. And then the team that you would be chasing right now for a wild card spot, the Reds, to wrap up August. And you play the Reds 3 more times in September. Also playing the Cardinals in September are the A's and the Giants at home, two teams from the Bay Area that are not doing very well. The Mariners are, and you'll have to go to Seattle for a tough series. And you have to play Milwaukee 6 more times. Milwaukee's the best team in baseball right now. But by the time you play Milwaukee, September 19th, 20th, and 21st, they may have that division wrapped up. They're up 6 right now on the Cubs. So the point Adam's making is the schedule is here in August, possible that you could be playing meaningful baseball in September. We'll see when we believe it. Personally, I'm not going to go down that road. I told you that back in April. I don't want to ever go down that road. I just want to enjoy the season. I don't want to start thinking that they're going to make the playoffs, because then I'm going to get stressed out and upset when they don't. This is a young team trying to figure it out. I mean, they have Sonny Gray and Wilson Contreras and a few other veterans. Otherwise, it's a bunch of untested players trying to make it big in the big leagues. And yesterday, Gorman makes an error, and the Cubs take advantage with a 2-run homer, and then he's the one who comes through with the game-winning hit for them. So it was a really nice effort by the Cardinals. They beat the Cubs 2 out of 3. They sent a lot of Cubs fans home unhappy, and they got a nice win yesterday. So they're in a nice position right now.
You did not go where I thought you were going to go with that Waino tweet, because I hadn't seen it, but I thought it was going to be something about Yadier Molina taking over as manager. No, there's got to be speculation. No, would on
say
that.
Of course, everyone's going to say, but who's the one who put Yachty in the dugout? Ollie. I mean, Ollie was the one who put Yachty in the dugout. Why would the manager put a guy in the dugout to take his job? You know, and also, why would he feel insecure about it anyway? I mean, he should be in a really good spot. This isn't anything on Marmol. If anything, Marmol's actually overachieved, in my opinion. I think this team is probably what they, you know, a 500 or less team. I don't think I just described. It's not a team with a lot of talent. They made one free agent signing in the offseason, Maton, and they just traded away their top three relievers, yet they just took the Dodgers and the Cubs. Got to give a little credit to Marmol there. I think that Molina is a great baseball legend in this town, and he very well could be managing in the big leagues someday. And sure, there will be some people that want him to take the job over Marmol, but Marmol was the one who put him in there.
You think he'll come back at all for any other series?
There was talk about that, wasn't
there? I thought
there
was talk about it.
Talk about him coming back? No, I mean, this. Here's how this...
Just like in the capacity that he just did, where he's in the dugout and he's kind of the almost like a coach.
Yeah, well, he was a special advisor to John Mozeliak at the start of last year and didn't come one time. Yeah. So, you know, that tells you a couple of things there. It also tells you the relationship that Marmol has with him is very good, and I think he likes Ollie a lot. So the way it went down was Ollie knew that he was going to be in town. This was like 3 months ago that he knew this weekend Yachty was going to be in town for something. So he reached out and said, hey, when you're in town for that Cubs series, I'd love to see you, and I know the guys would like to see you. And so they talked about it, and Yachty came back to him and said, you know, I would like to see the guys. I'd like to come around and see them. And they sort of chatted, and then it got to the point where Ollie said, you know what, why don't you just sit in the dugout with me and hang out for a couple games? And Yachty said, I'll do that. So they put the uniform on, and you could tell he was involved. I mean, he was telling guys, you know, what was going on in the run game out there. He was looking at the pitchers, looking at different things out on the field. I mean, he's brilliant. So it was nice. They got the shutout win. Of course, everybody's like, see? You know, the anti-Marmol people are like, see? They won 5-0. Yachty's in there. That's why. Well, the next day, Yachty was in there, and they got beat 9-1. So is that – Yachty doesn't have anything to do with that? Of course he doesn't. He doesn't have anything to do with either. It's just the fact that he's there is very exciting and a lot of fun to have him around.
Yeah. You got to go?
No.
You doing all right?
I never have to go on these – our show's over at 8.
I pay very little attention to the NFL. I really do. But the highlight that caught my attention this weekend from the preseason was – Deion Sanders' son, Shadur, who ended up starting for the Browns because of injuries. He was supposed to be competing for like the third string quarterback position. And the kid actually did okay. I mean, he won the game for him, scored 2 touchdowns, I think, and had a decent passer rating. Do you think he was undersold in the draft?
No, I think that a lot of people didn't believe that he could do very much, maybe personality-wise, that could have been a problem. You know, I don't know that anybody doubts the kid has a nice arm and everything, but, you know, is he the right fit? I mean, NFL team, and you got to show work ethic, and perhaps there were some people that thought that he couldn't fill that role, but yeah, I saw he had a nice game yesterday. And I remember it is the NFL preseason. These defenses, they're not showing you anything. This is very vanilla defense. You know, they're not going to give away what they do in certain situations. But still, I mean, I saw him make a nice throw on a receiver running to the left side of the end zone and hit him in stride. He's a nice quarterback. I mean, he's a good college quarterback. And I really like his dad. I mean, I've always liked Deion. Deion just went through a very difficult offseason, bladder cancer. His bladder removed. And is doing well, beat cancer. So, yeah, no, I always root for, you know, I mean, I'd root for Sanders. I always root for guys who are undersold, as you said, maybe. And try to make it big. But you know, that's the NFL is unforgiving, man. They don't care what you did before. NFL, this is the top of the line.
If you can win, they're going to play you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But yeah, so good weekend for the Cardinals. Very excited to see what happens tonight for the next three and see if Waino comes. Remember, Waino back in 2011 said when they were 10.5 out, don't count them out just yet. Made this big speech at an event. I was there. I was holding the microphone when he said it. They're 10.5 out. He said, how many more do they have against the Brewers? 6 games? He said, well, if they win all 6, they're 4.5 out. And I wouldn't want to play the Cardinals in September if they're 4.5 out, right? And the crowd's like, right. And then everyone's like, yeah, okay. And then what happened? They did. Yeah. They came back. They went on to the World Series now and won it. Now, this team is – that team had some big time, you know, best player I've ever seen, best hitter I've ever seen in Albert Pujols. But you just never know. And Wainwright has these ways of making things happen. So who knows? We'll see.
Tommy, thank you.
Thank you, guys.